1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Five one double 51 is our text number. Joe at rt.ie. Already calls coming in, as they have been since yesterday evening, about the oral French exam yesterday in the Leaving Certificate and at Wednesday, sorry, and severe problems. Michael Foran. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Good, what happened? Tell us about the exam. It's not the oral exam, it's the oral. You have to listen for how long?
Yeah, to listen, the oral exam, yeah.
And you have to listen to a piece for how long?
The oral exam is 40 minutes long.
And then you have to answer questions?
Yeah, there's 5 sections in the paper.
Okay, so what's the problem?
So we sat our written exam and we came in after the 10-minute break to sit our listening exam.
Mm-hmm.
And the tape started and it was just kind of like a muffled static noise in the background, but it hadn't overpowered the French conversation yet.
Okay.
But as the tape progressed and got louder, the static noise overpowered the French conversation completely. And there was muffled noises coming from the tape, and we couldn't hear the tape clearly at all. The static was just overpowering the conversation for the last 2.5 sections of the paper.
Okay, so you put your hand up and told the invigilator?
We weren't told we were allowed to do that. We were all looking up at the invigilator, but we were afraid we would be penalised for interrupting the exam. We were never made aware we were allowed to do that.
So what did you do?
We had to just sit there and guess the answers because we couldn't hear the tape clearly. We weren't made aware we were allowed to put up our hand and interrupt the exam to see there was a problem. We were never told by the examiner.
Okay, now, what platform is the audio on? Is it a cassette? Is it a CD?
It looks like a 1980s CD player. Like in this day and age of modern technology, they could use better technology.
But is it a CD player?
Yes.
It is a CD?
Yes.
Okay. And the CD is clipped into the player and each person is given an individual CD player.
No, there's just one CD player for the exam hall.
So surely everyone would have said, hang on a minute, I can't hear a thing, or is my hearing going, or what's wrong?
I mean, we all knew we couldn't hear it, but we were never made aware we were allowed to interrupt the exam. But as soon as the exam finished,
yeah,
we all started complaining instantly to our school principal, and okay, the school had been very supportive and, you know, supporting our calls for this. And I went in yesterday to make a formal complaint about it, and we listened to the tape, and the school said we are completely right to complain about the quality of the audio.
Now, Michael, the 40-minute tape that you say you couldn't hear, what percentage of the exam yesterday does that comprise of?
It's 80 marks out of 400.
Okay. And the rest of the exam yesterday was what? It's just...
So on Wednesday we had our written paper, and then before Easter we sat our French oral exam.
Of course, yeah. Well, the oral is straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah.
The examiner sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
But you say it's 80 marks out of how many? 200?
400.
400, okay. So it's 20%.
Yeah.
So it's 20% could make a big difference now between...
I mean, it's a difference between passing and failing, or the difference between getting a H1 and a H2.
Yeah. Difference between getting the course you want in college or getting
exactly,
your second
like,
choice.
I want to do a French course in university, and like if something isn't done...
Let's see, can we hear more? Anyone... Now, and Michael, people can hear you, you're so genuine, but is there any chance that people who did badly in the exam will use this as an excuse?
I would highly doubt it. I think there's hundreds and hundreds online.
Okay, who's next? Conor Fogarty. Conor, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, how are you getting on?
What part of the country did you sit the exam in?
I sat the exam in St. Joseph's, Otterbridge, down here in Westmeath.
Westmeath, okay, so very different to where Michael was. What was your experience of the French CD?
Yeah, well, in difference to Michael, our CD is actually put into the computer, and it was the speakers that were actually making the muffled sound, so I'm not sure if it was the CD of the bad audio, but it was definitely the speakers. There was a muffled, slight white noise ringing sound over it, that you couldn't really hear the conversation either.
A slight white noise, but was there any part of the CD, you say it might be the speakers in your location, but is there any part of the CD that you could hear clearly? That would be a barometer.
That you could hear clearly?
Yes.
Yes, well, the start of the CD was probably the most clear part.
Okay, and then it deteriorated, which is Michael's experience as well. Okay, let me go to Bronwyn in Cavan, 51551. Bronwyn, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, well, good, thanks. By the way, you're under enough pressure in your Leaving Cert, so I'm sorry to hear about this. What happened in your case, Bronwyn?
I found that the examiner was perfect. He was checking to make sure the volume and everything was fine. Our speaker seemed okay. I think it was the CD itself.
Okay.
It was more like certain parts of it, you could hear when the answer was coming. Do you know,
right.
Like, you'd know you'd have keywords and stuff from your question. But as you were coming to it and you're waiting and listening for it, it couldn't hear it then. It felt as if it was nearly a different language. It was just horrible. Like, and you're just trying to wait, and you only have 3 goes to get the answer, so.
And you were doing your exam at home?
I was doing my exams in Cavan, but I go to school in Dublin. I'm a repeat student, so I'm in a grind school in Dublin.
But you were doing you're doing your exam in an exam centre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you weren't in your bedroom.
No.
Okay. So did other people complain, Bronwyn? Or other people have the same experience?
Yeah, there was another person in my class and he found the same sort of idea as we were coming towards the answer. It just kind of, I don't know, the sound just went so funny.
Very similar.
Okay, where's Natasha Lynch? Natasha, good afternoon. You're based in a Grinds College in Cork, Natasha.
That's right, Joe.
And what are you hearing?
Well, what we do is we have an Instagram account. So we are on Instagram and we deal a lot with students on a day-to-day basis. So to us then, obviously, as the students are coming out of the exam on Wednesday afternoon, remembering now a lot of them were going into history in the afternoon and they were going in completely traumatised to history, which is awful. And the calls, the Instagram messages were coming in to such an extent, my three phones' batteries went, right? It was a disaster. But we did a poll with them and I put up a comment on Instagram and there are well over 1,000 students have been in touch. They're all complaining. Now, I can say we got to listen to the CD ourselves in Cork and genuinely the CD that we have,
mm-hmm.
the audio is perfectly clear.
Okay.
Having said that, though, the students told us that the problem in a lot of schools is if they're in larger rooms and depending on the echoing in the room, that can distort the sound of the CD. And students that are sitting up front compared to students that are sitting at the back, there are huge problems with hearing it, particularly from section 3 on, which have been the last 3 sections.
Okay, Natasha, how long have you been involved in, and been around for Leaving Cert French exams?
This would be our 23rd year.
Have you heard this complaint before?
Never. Never.
So this is unprecedented.
Unprecedented. And one thing that's frustrating for us, Joe, is that we have our own kids here in Cork, right? But the issue that is much larger than that is that a lot of kids, if they can't physically hear it, it's one thing that the CD being challenging, and that's fine if some exams are harder than others. But when students are getting in touch with me and they're saying their H1 is gone, their place in college is gone, because it's worth 20% for the student. Do you know what I mean? They were guessing answers. They were absolutely devastated. We're doing this now 23 years, and I've never come across something as crazy as this. Now, as I said, we heard it in Cork, and in our experience, it was clear. It was a challenging paper, but I've also been speaking to a lot of teachers and they were equally devastated because I suppose with us as well, a lot of our students came in touch with us telling us the same thing. And these would be kids that would be high achievers. So as you said earlier, some kids might chance their arm and say, oh, I couldn't hear it, trying to get the extra marks. And they genuinely just aren't good enough. A lot of the kids we're dealing with in Cork, in with us, would be high achievers and it would be very genuine and they were absolutely distraught.
Okay, that's Natasha Lynch. Jerry Motherway is also in Cork, but Jerry is an invigilator. Jerry, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. Did you invigilate the French exam and did you hear any complaints?
I did.
Okay.
I started the tape and I found it a bit fuzzy and the kids were saying they couldn't hear it. So what I did is I sent for the vice principal who changed the tape recorder and everything worked perfectly. And we had no problem whatsoever. Then we went through the whole thing. We lost maybe 5 minutes at the start, but that didn't matter. It's better to start late than not to start at all. You know what I mean?
So the recording was fuzzy, and you just simply, when you say you changed the recorder, what does that mean? You changed the CD player? It is a CD,
isn't
it?
I changed the player. I thought it was the player was the default, and so. I sent for the vice principal who sent up another t- tape recorder or...
Or another CD player, yeah.
A CD player. And I put it on and I said, how does that sound to you now? And they said, everybody in the room, there were 20 of them in the room, they all said it was perfect.
And did your experience, insofar as you spoke to other invigilators, did your experience mirror anyone else's experience, Jerry?
I didn't speak to any other invigilators. Okay. Because I'm driving up and down to Bendon every day.
And have you invigilated French exams before?
Since 1978, I think.
Have you ever heard, I know you dealt with the issue, but have you ever heard of this issue before?
Never in my life, Joe, never.
And what do you think, I'm not asking to pass judgment on this, but Natasha Lynch, who's been, runs a Grimes College in Cork, 25 years, French, and this is the first time she said this has happened in such a dramatic fashion. And
I can't tell the department what to do, but they definitely will have to do something if there's that volume of complaints about them. Although now I must admit my kids have no complaints, because I said to them, if there is any problem with this tape, we won't do it at all. But they said they understood every word of it.
Our students, like a number of the students already, Jerry, have said, I'd be afraid to tell my invigilator.
That's rubbish. That is total rubbish, Joe. A kid can put up his hand at any time during invigilation.
How come we were told we were never told we were allowed to do so? So it's not
really. You should have been told. I would blame the invigilator in that case.
No, completely. Like, the invigilator sat there as the static noise got louder and just looked at us. We should have been told.
Was he a youngster or an old man?
No, she's an old woman.
What I'm saying is, like, if you have experience of things like that, you can fix them very easily. There's no problem that cannot be solved in the leaving cert or the intercept.
But if it is a technical problem, Jerry, then
you have to report it to the department. Now, the department obviously have got a lot of reports. They haven't got one from me, except that I said, I thought the machine was wrong, so I changed it, and that's all I did.
That solved the problem. So the CD was clear. Let me bring in Owen Murphy. Owen, good afternoon. You there, Owen? Owen, can you hear me? I know he couldn't hear Wednesday, but can you hear me? Okay, Owen, what happened in your case?
Look, we were about 10 minutes into our listening, and then the CD started stopping and skipping. So the invigilator had to play it again, and then it happened again. We had to replace the CD, and that was all good and fine. But then for the last about 15, 20 minutes, we found that the questions were awfully loud and distorted. There was bits where they were nearly, I wouldn't go as far as saying whispering, but quite quiet. But then there was other bits where, you know, when you're at a loudspeaker at a concert, it's that loud that it's actually impossible to make out what they're saying.
Yeah, but Owen, from what Jerry says, it was an invigilator. The invigilator hears this as well.
Oh, yeah.
So like surely the invigilator would say, as they did in Jerry's case, let's sort out that machine. If it was as bad as you're saying it was, why didn't the invigilator stand up and say, hang on a minute, lads, let's try and fix that?
I honestly haven't a notion, because there wasn't seem to be anything wrong with the machine in general. It was just how the CD was recorded, I think. Because it was honestly that loud and distorted in parts, there was nothing you could do about it.
Okay, and you're up in Clonus. Was that the feeling from a number of people?
Yeah, we all came out and everyone was devastated, because especially after putting so much work into listening into hundreds of CDs and past papers, it's a bit disheartening now to come out of that exam with that feeling.
Okay, well don't let it knock any of you, because the State Examinations Commission will deal with it. Just there's nothing you can do about it.
We're all calm enough now.
Yeah,
do be
calm, and because if the level of complaint is a mirror of the level of calls we're getting, well then something will have to be done. Where's Dervla Kerrin? Dervla, good afternoon.
Hi Joe, how are you?
What exam were you doing?
I was doing German this morning from 9:30 till 10:01, and it was the same with the listening. So we didn't really have a problem with the muffled sound. It was the jumping, so it jumped twice on our first part and our second part, and then I found it just completely like disorientated. Yeah, you didn't know where you were. You were definitely missing parts of questions, like it was a joke.
Okay. Now, did the superintendent or the invigilator notice that when the CDs start jumping?
No, all our heads, like, you know, came up off the table, and we all kind of looked up, and we didn't really know what to do. Like, do you stop it? Do you keep going? like, he was an old enough man. You don't know whether or not he did notice or not, if you get me. Like, it was just very hard to know. He was just not really paying attention to it, I don't think.
Okay, did anyone complain?
No, not at the
time.
Did
anyone write it on the paper? Did anyone write
it? Yeah, a few girls wrote it on their paper, and then straight after it, I was like, no, this is not right. Like, this has to be complained about. Because it could be 2 or 3% in that
exam,
and then 20%, like, it's a joke. Yeah. It's not to be taken lightly, I don't think.
It's a lot. Yeah,
I agree. Like, the only way the SEC is going to do something is if everyone formally complains to the SEC. If we sit back and do nothing, they're not going to do anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it makes them look bad.
Over to Meath now, and Nicola Gaharan. Nicole. Good afternoon, Nicole.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. The French oral.
Yeah.
Oral, just to be clear. The listening section, what happened?
Oh, it was terrible. Everyone was complaining afterwards, especially at the end of section four. The beeps would cut off the answer we'd need to hear, and then it would start over again, and it was all muffled and whispery, and nobody in my class could understand, and there was about 50 of us in the room.
Wow. Any complaints made to the invigilator?
No. We didn't complain.
Okay.
Like,
Why not? I know it's pressure exam, and okay. Did anyone write on their paper? Like, we couldn't hear.
Yeah, I think so. I think a few of the girls did write on their papers. I know I did anyway, because like, it's just not fair. We practiced so many in class, and none of them were ever like that. It was actually disgraceful. Yeah.
And like, there's no transparency. Like I said, we should have been told we were allowed to interrupt the exam. We were never told during our Irish listening we were allowed, or during the French listening we weren't told we were allowed.
No, not one bit were we told.
No, like, I don't know why you're trying to make it look like it's not the invigilator's fault, because it is.
Okay, invigilator Jerry.
That's me.
Yeah, you said everyone should know they can stand up and say.
Of course they should. You tell them at the start of the exam. If anybody has any problem with any description, just raise your hand and I'll come to you. Yeah, that's what I do at every single exam, Joe. I've been doing it for over 40 years.
Okay, I wish we had you as our invigilator then, because we would have been able to stop this.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was lucky in that the tape worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Okay, so my problem
was with the CD player.
We're still waiting on
it. I certainly would blame the invigilators for not telling the kids that if they have a problem, especially on an oral exam.
Yeah, but the problems seem to be so bad. Well, maybe, I don't know, if you're invigilating a French exam, does that mean you're a French teacher, Jerry?
No. All I do is turn on the tape, Jordan.
And yeah, do you understand any French?
I do, yeah. I understand a little.
Yeah,
but you don't have to understand French to realise that a CD
to realise that the machine isn't working or that the tape isn't working properly.
Well,
ours was literally jumping and skipping our parts of the answer, and we thought it was the tape recorder, but after seeing everybody's complaints, I don't think it was.
No, that didn't happen with me at all.
Okay, Jerry, I don't know whether you've ever marked papers, have you?
I have not, no.
Okay. I just wonder, will they put out a general ruling? Listen, we had a number of complaints about the oral section of this paper. In retrospect, some machines were a bit dodgy, some machines weren't. So we're asking markers to take into account that...
Exactly, that's probably what will happen.
Okay. Michael Foran, Jerry Motherway, Nicola Garn, let me take a quick break. 51551. Let me bring Paul in. Paul, what you're saying now, Junior Cert German oral exam this morning, there was problems.
My daughter said that it was low, but she had been told by the superintendent, they'd all been told at the start that if they couldn't hear it, they were to let the superintendent know. And she did. She put her hand up and she said she couldn't hear it was too low, and he hired her up. And also, it says that in the general instructions, it actually says, if you cannot hear this section of the recording distinctly, you should immediately tell the superintendent. So it has it in bold letters. The first page after the cover page, it says that in section two. And it's been in the junior cert exams for the last 4 or 5 years because we looked at the last ones. I have this printed out in front of me and it says, in bold, if you cannot hear this section of the recording distinctly, you should immediately tell the superintendent.
But did people do that, Paul?
Yes, yes. Okay. My daughter put up a hand.
And what was the outturn?
The superintendent turned it up and asked, can you hear it now? And she said yes, and there was no issue. Now, we did go through the leaving cert as well, the senior exams, and it didn't have it in that. Those instructions were missing from the French exam.
So you're saying that clear guideline there, if you have a problem, please alert us.
Yes, but plus the superintendent had already told them before the exam even started that if you have issues, let me know.
Yeah, but what happened when you let them know?
He said, okay, and he hardened her up, and he said, is that okay now? And she said, yes, thank you very much, and that was it.
Okay, good, that was sorted out. Now, back to the leaving cert. Thanks, that's Paul. Susan in Waterford, what happened?
Hi, Joe.
This was the leaving cert where there seemed to be major problems.
Yeah. Well, it was at the start of your programme, really, when that young man rang in, and you know what he had said about the exam, I just stopped in my tracks because I thought, that's exactly what my daughter told me when she came out of the exam. Immediately, you know, she just looked stunned. And she just said the first thing she says, Mum, I couldn't hear it. I just couldn't hear it. So that was hers. Now, I'm bothered because she needs that H1 too for her course, you know.
She needs a few H1s.
So she's dependent on that.
Now, we're getting a lot of complaints. We're obviously not the names and numbers. We wouldn't pass them on without permission. But the State Examinations Commission, they say we have received a number of calls regarding Wednesday's leaving certificate French listening exam. Now, they won't, they're not accepting, but they're saying if some irregular occurrence occurred, it's our job to make sure candidates, but they're not accepting that it did occur. But they say, we will consider any report of this nature, then the chief examiner, in the context of the development of the marking scheme and the overall approach to the marking of the subject. Do you follow me on that? That's, in other words, I presume if he or she, the chief examiner, listens back to some of those CDs and says, hang on, they were problematic, he or she will endeavour, I presume the last resort is resit the thing, but he or she will endeavour and say it stands for 80%. But again, you have to be careful not to disadvantage people who could hear it clearly. But anyway, they say they will look into it. Carmel is the supervisor. Carmel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. And Carmel, do people complain? Do people stand
well,
up?
I haven't come across it, and I've been superintendent a long time. I'm a language and maths teacher also. Just to say that all superintendents do say, do play the tape first, and it's up to the students then to say if they can't hear it. Sometimes there may be problems, but if there is a problem, there are oral forms that the superintendent can fill out at the end of the exam and send them off to the department, and that is taken into consideration.
Okay.
I was supervising the German this morning. It went fine. There was one word where it kept repeating the one word. And even though I don't speak German, I knew there was a problem. But it moved on swiftly. Say it repeated the word about 10 times. But I did check with the students afterwards if that caused a problem, and it didn't. Now, also, we get about two or three or four sometimes spare copies of the CD. So it's just a problem.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
What you do, you play it again.
Play it again. Well, Carmel, listen to Kevin Whitty then. Kevin, the exam was 2 days ago. What happened? The first CD was muffly.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, we started the exam and the first CD was very muffly. I could barely hear what was happening.
Okay.
So I put my hand. I wasn't told I could put my hand and stop the exam. But I did so anyway because I need a H3 minimum. I want to be a French teacher.
Okay.
And the examiner, the supervisor even recognised that it was quite muffly. So we had to go and get a second CD player. Over the course of the exam, we went through four CD players and three different CDs.
Wow.
Some CDs would skip. I know for a fact that answers were skipped. I got 80% in my pre. I got an A in higher level junior cert. I mean, I know on. I would know that it would
like
be skipped.
French is your one of your top subjects, obviously.
Yeah, French and Irish is what I want to study. And I knew that the answers were being skipped. And it was just absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, well, let the State Examinations Commission hear all this.